Sir Geraint Dunlawden, a token from Lady Sidra Corina, a token to carry into battle. May its fragrance give you strength."
An old woman approached with a basket and offered him a rose. Geraint looked at her in surprise and took the rose, looking up at the high box for the lady. He saw her sitting back in her chair beside her mother, a somewhat foolish smile on her face as she waved to him, holding her own rose to her lips. Geraint took the rose from the woman and saluted Sindra, smiling winningly and taking a sniff of the flower before tucking it into his gauntlet for safekeeping. He closed his visor as the herald called for the next joust to begin. The feeling took him. Geraint experienced a rush of warmth and dizziness that had nothing to do with the metal that enclosed his body or the anticipation of competition. A single image swirled in his mind. The face of the lady, the young woman who had captured his heart and set his world spinning. Sindra, noble and lovely, soft and strong, so full of life and expectation. He turned his body towards the stands to see her through the visor, and he found her sitting forward, watching with rapt attention. Her scent and essence swam about inside the helmet and set his heart to thundering. The smell of her skin, her hair, her breath as she leaned in close. Trumpets sounded, signaling the beginning of the joust. Training and instinct kicked in, and Geraint spurred his horse forward, his mind barely registering the danger he was about to face. He had only seconds until he met the other knight in the center of the field, and he raised his shield and set his lance only just in time. The roaring of the crowd filled his ears, but through it all he could hear a solitary voice calling his name, half in fear for him, half in desire. The impact threw him from the saddle, unhorsing him with a shattering of his opponent's lance. Cheers turned to cries of shock and dismay as the favored local champion was run into the field. But Geraint heard only the ringing in his ears as he gasped and choked, regaining the breath that was knocked from him. His ribs felt bruised and tight, but he was able to force his lungs to fill with dusty air. Staggering, he regained his feet and fumbled with the latches and straps of the helm, trying to remove it. Sir Cord was at his side, and the confusion and concern in his voice was all too plain.
"Geraint, lad, are you hurt? What in blazes happened?"
He helped the knight out of his helmet as the trumpet sounded the victory of his opponent.
"Geraint!"
Lady Sindra shouted as she ran down the steps from the high box. She was almost to the ground before the Countess or Minnith could react, but Sir Arnold was close behind, his hand on his sword.
"Minnith, go after her!"
cried the Countess, trying to remain composed. Her handmaiden sprung up and followed as quickly as she was able. Her daughter's actions were reckless and ill-founded, and the Countess wondered if allowing her to spend time in the young knight's company was not a profound mistake. Sindra pushed past the startled guards at the foot of the stairs and ran out towards the field, where the victorious knight was riding a tour around the arena, holding his shattered lance high for the crowd to see. The sight of the noble lady rushing to the fallen knight, dress and ribbons billowing, detracted from the praise he was hoping for, and the victor looked about in bewilderment. At the sound of her calling his name, Sir Geraint spun and stumbled towards the Lady Sindra as she fell into his arms at the edge of the jousting grounds. The crowd let out a collective gasp as the young maiden reached for the knight's head and pressed her lips to his. He embraced her in return, his mailed hands soiling her dress and hair as they lost themselves in the kiss. Minnith stopped dead in her tracks. The Countess stood from her chair and let out a choked cry as her own handmaid fainted where she sat. Sir Cord was at a loss for words and stared at the back of Geraint's head. The lady's fingers were entwined in his locks, her one hand still clutching her rose. The gathered spectators mumbled or gaped in awkward silence, and even the Sylvanian sisters were taken aback by the display and whispered to one another urgently. Sindra melted into the knight's arms, the scent of sweat and leather, dusty and musky, and the undercurrent of sweet roses filling her and intoxicating her. Her head was pounding and she could barely breathe, giving herself to his mouth and caresses. Her legs felt limp and her knees buckled, but he held her to him, sending a tingle down her spine as her passion shut out all else, even the sound of booted feet stomping across the field from behind.